Hello, I'm over here. Pro Con Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Coming up, a family four-pack of tickets to go see the Sox take on the Marlins on July 23rd. That's going to be at 7:10 p.m. for those of you who are counting at home, in case you want to write that down. And that's coming up. Let's see what time we're doing that. I can't tell you exactly what time it is, but I'm going to give you a clear... Oh, sometime this hour. Let's say this hour. Is that good? That's
before
a good.
Before 5.
Before 5 o'clock. That's a good tease. Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome.
Classic radio tease.
Thank you, Kevin. That's very good, Kevin. All right, we have... A Chicago hero. Once a week, we've found these heroes to introduce you to and to tell a little story about people who are doing the right thing, because we spend so much time talking about people who are doing the wrong thing or people who think the other person's doing the wrong thing when they aren't doing the wrong thing and somebody's actually doing the right thing. Here's a case where everyone will agree this guy's doing the right thing. AJ Aserno is with us. He's a dentist from the Northwest suburbs and Decision One Dental, right? That's the name of your practice. And what you do is, well, you know what? Why should I explain it? Why don't you explain it to us? So is it once a month? How often do you do this?
We do this every other month.
Every other month. And what is it that you do?
We provide services for those for Clearbrook. Clearbrook is an institution that helps mentally and physically disabled adults and children. And we go and help them with their dentistry.
And so you take in, you do this like on a weekend too, right?
No, we do this on a Friday afternoon.
Okay.
So we close down our offices, close down, mm-hmm. and we have team members and doctors that volunteer. Decision One has, we have 28 dental practices in Chicago, and we have unbelievable team members, unbelievable doctors that just volunteer their time to come in on a Friday afternoon and help out as many individuals as we possibly can.
And you just, and these are people that would otherwise not really get the best dental care, right?
Because this is where the system kind of fails the most important people in our society. So the people that need it the most.
Right, the most at risk, really.
They do not get it. And so what we're doing is providing anything and everything. So if they need crown work, root canals, extractions, all the way to preventative care, we're taking care of all that.
And that's and for you guys, I mean, it's a pretty expensive proposition, isn't it? I mean, because some of these people are coming in who've made in their lives and had not much dental attention, and when you're getting in there, you're going to find a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I would probably say that a majority of the clients that we get have never seen a dentist in the last 5 to 10 years, you know, which is nothing to do with the family and nothing to do with the services that Clearbrook's providing. It's just being able to get them to somebody is really difficult.
Right, because there's physical issues with some of these folks, right?
There are physical and mental issues with these folks, and not the easiest to work on, but I'll tell you what, the amount of pleasure we get from working on them is 100 times better than any difficulty we can have in the room. And to be honest, they are not that difficult. You just have to learn to love them. You got to learn to
keep them calm, right? People who are, you know,
exactly.
Especially people with developmental disabilities who may, this may be their first experience with it and have anxiety about it. That's got to be its own thing.
Yeah, they definitely like free stuff. And they like to give hugs.
You know? Who doesn't?
You got to make sure that you give them a T-shirt when they walk in, and they're looking for that T-shirt, and they're looking for their bag of goodies, and they're looking for a nice hug, and it's fun. It is fun.
But in a lot of ways, you're doing more than just helping with oral health, because there's a lot of issues. I've heard a lot of heart issues that can come from poor oral health. So if people are not keeping up with this, you never know what could happen past that.
That's great. One of the major things that we've seen is pain. They are not able to tell you that they are in pain. Mm-hmm. We'll look inside a mouth and we'll look at an x-ray and we'll say, man, you should be crawling in here in discomfort.
Ugh.
And so what's happening is the body is constantly fighting infection, disease, pain. So yeah, we do take it into consideration that we want to make sure that we get a hold of a physician. We want to make sure there's been a number of individuals that we've had to send off to physicians because we've seen other things going on.
How long have you guys been doing this? What was the inspiration? Where did this stem from?
Oh man, so in 2014, two of my patients asked me to take care of their brother. I did. He was part of Clearbrook. And then they were discussing with me at that time how funds were cut by the state of Illinois for the residents. And I'm like, man, that is crazy, because there is nobody that would cut funds for these individuals. And then I started looking into it, and lo and behold, funds were cut. And unfortunately, they are the easiest people to cut funds from.
They don't vote.
They don't vote. They don't put a lot of money into politicians' pockets, and so they are the first ones to get cut. And I think that is absolutely the craziest thing I've ever heard. And right away, I said, "That's it. We can do something." At the time, I think we had 5 dental practices, and we said, "Well, we have 30 individuals that can donate their time at some point in time." Now we're over 300 individuals, and now it's just, you know, we're going from every other month. We're trying to get now every month, and we're trying to do some other locations to help with the Clearbrook residents and other residents out in the in the Illinois.
Because Clearbrook is a great institution, but it's only one.
That's right.
Right? I mean, there are a number of other places that care for the developmentally disabled, the physically disabled. And Clearbrook also does a whole autism program, right? That is world renowned. There is, but in the the South, they're primarily North and Northwest, right?
Right.
And so in the Southwest side, or whether it's in the city, Misericordia does an amazing job. But again, despite these families, and sometimes, we always like to refer to them as young men and women, but they may not be. They may be in their 60s and 70s, and they've outlived their family.
That's right.
And so who else is going to take care of them? And the thing, I want to go back to the political thing for a second, because this has driven me nuts, because this has affected my family my entire life. Because I have a sister who's profoundly disabled. And we always get these, the people who represent either the institutions or other family groups and stuff, they'll get on an email chain or whatever, and they'll go, they're threatening to cut the funding. And this goes back to the 1970s. This is not a 2000s problem. This has been going on forever, because they figure that by holding hostage these developmentally disabled kids, let's call them that for the moment, that you're somehow going to move a legislature. And they go, well, we'll be able to say in some sort of political ad that you cut funding to the disabled. Well, the fact of the matter is that there's no money to pay for the ad to say that, because the only way that the politician needs to suck up to people who are going to pay him to, or her, to pay into their funds to put these ads up. And that's really how American politics at the local level works. And, these families, the kids don't vote, and the families don't necessarily have enough coalescence and politically activated to do it. And no one is protecting these at the state level, which is really where the money hits the road here. This isn't like a federal funding issue. This is almost all exclusively state or municipal funding. And some of it comes through federal, but mostly it is state. And I remember when Governor Quinn did this. Blagojevich did it too fairly well. I mean, he would stand there, literally surrounded by people, and go, "We're going to cut the funding to them if we don't." My political enemies are trying to cut the funding. It was like almost like holding them hostage, like Saddam Hussein. But then Quinn, threatened to do it, and you're like, "What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why of all the things that you could threaten? You close down a road, you close down some other political project or something that's popular, but leave the people who cannot defend themselves out of this."
I'll say this. Here's the good aspect of that. That's the good aspect is that in this state, and the people that I know in healthcare, I was lucky. I was lucky to be able to provide an entity where other doctors and team members can come and treat these people. There are so many healthcare providers in our great city and our great state that want to help these individuals.
Yeah,
it's
just amazing.
Really difficult,
and they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart.
That's
they're not doing
exactly
it. There's
right.
no. There's no benefit.
Nah.
You're losing money doing it.
I'll tell you, it is worth the greatest. The greatest thing you can ever do is help one of those individuals and get that hug at the end. And that is worth a lot. But other than that, all you have to do is just provide them an opportunity to be able to do this. I think that's where the state funds should be going to. I think state funds should be going to providing resources and setting up clinics to where people can go and get this type of help, because there are people out there that will donate their time. There is. We only have 300 people, and we have a list of people that want to donate their time every other month.
That's great. Let's go. Maybe do move to once a month, and you do this, and that's, and it is, and you know, you're giving of your time, you're giving of your services, and apparently also the toothbrushes and the toothpaste that we get too.
That's right.
I like that. You get sort of a little thing. I hope that you know whether
a little goodie bag.
I don't know if you're a Colgate guy or a Crest guy. I don't know who's you know who your sponsor is, as we like to say in our business, but we thank them for every piece of that too.
Absolutely.
It really is important. So you're putting a smile on the face of a lot, especially a lot of, you know, kids, young adults, and you know, adults and senior citizens now who like to smile anyway, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's a big part. That's one of the things I think you find too, and I've found throughout my life being around this, that, you know, there are so many, there are innocent hearts in all of this, you know, and these are really, really great people who, you know, but for the grace of God, you know, go we that you know, found their way incapable of, you know, whether it's intellectually or developmentally in some way, tackling the world the way we do. And so it's you're doing God's work. AJ,
well,
thank you so much.
I'll tell you what, I couldn't do it without what you said, all the sponsors that help us out and all our doctors and team members. I just, like I said, I got lucky. I was able to provide an opportunity for people to do that.
Okay, AJ Acerno, CEO and owner of Decision One Dental, who's doing this this great work in the Northwest suburbs, specifically now for Clearbrook, but you know, perhaps for others along the way here as it gets bigger by offering free dental treatment, examination, dental care to people with developmental disabilities. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Thanks,
it, Rob. AJ.
Thank you.
Let's check in now with Kim. What's going on at bottom of the hour?
Row, an officer involved shooting in Chicago, started as a carjacking in Elgin.